Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears.
Hello, everybody. It's Patricia Warby, Alchemy Therapies here, and I want to talk today about migraines. Do you suffer from them? If you do, you're in a very common company. There's many, many people, hundreds of thousands of people who suffer currently in the UK. And the vast majority of these are women. And yet nobody really talks about the stress response as a precursor to these violent headaches that people get. And that, in fact, I suffered from for years, from the time I hit puberty to about my mid-30s. And if you've ever had a migraine, you'll know how, well, very specific they are. They're not like a normal headache, because quite often they come on very suddenly. You may get auras or visual disturbances with the migraine, and sometimes you'll also get nausea, which I used to get. Sometimes I would vomit and that would actually relieve the migraine. But however it plays out in you, you generally are very disabled by it, and you may have to go in a darkened room and lie down and not be disturbed. And that's what I would have to do for years. I would have to, you know, really take many, many hours, sometimes 24 hours to get over them. And the next day you often feel quite brain foggy. So there is a new treatment out today in the news for prophylactic use, what they call prophylactic, which means prevention. And it's a wafer that you put under the tongue. It's a very innovative new idea, although we have known, certainly in integrative medicine, we often use drops on the tongue. But in the field of conventional medicine, that's still a rarity, having something that's oral. Usually it's a tablet or an injection. So this is something called Rigemapant. I don't really know how to pronounce that. Rigemapant. Who knows how you pronounce this? It's a Pfizer product, and it's for the oral treatment of migraines, where you get between 4 and 15 per month. This is in the UK. We have very strict guidelines called the NICE, N-I-C-E guidelines, which dictate how and when any drug is supposed to be used. So this isn't for somebody who suffers from migraines all the time or gets the occasional one. This is for what I would call chronic migraines, but not permanent. Believe it or not, there are some people who have permanent migraine. How they survive, I have no idea. And so this is the sort of media frenzy around this, is that this is going to solve all of the problems of people getting migraines. But of course, it's not going to solve the problem for acute episodes, because it won't be licensed for use in acute episodes. You can't just turn up at your GP to say, I have a terrible migraine, can I have one of this drug? You certainly won't be able to get them over the counter either. They're prescription only. And nobody's really talking about why we get migraines. We know that there is a disturbance in the way the blood vessels are regulated, and there's an inflammatory cascade in the brain. Now, what we mean by that is there are little molecules called peptides which are released, which sort of trigger inflammatory responses. Now, inflammation is a really important part of fighting any infection that comes into your body, or if you have, a cut, you would need to have an inflammatory response to fight the bacteria that might enter through the cut. But where you have chronic inflammation is always a sign that there are several things going on. Gut dysbiosis, and we've talked a lot about that in previous episodes where I've been talking about the imbalance of your gut flora and how that affects everything about you physiologically, because the gut microbes are part of us. They actually contribute to our physiology. They put out these signaling molecules which travel around the body in the blood and will actually make a big difference to how healthy you are. And the particular peptide that we know is involved in, well, one of the ones that's involved in migraine, the one that this particular new drug targets, is calcitonin, which is a inflammatory marker, if you like. And this is a brain-related peptide. And so it's going to change the way the gene receptor for calcitonin operates. And that's why it's called CG. I think it's C. I can't remember anyway. Whatever it is, it's the receptor for the calcitonin peptide, and so it's going to change and make the response less inflammatory. That's the upshot. So that sounds fantastic and may be very helpful, but we really need to address root causes, and that's what I'm really all about. That's why I wrote the book, the group of books in the Mind Body Connection series, the first of which was The Scar That Won't Heal, which talked about long-term chronic stress, sometimes also referred to as unresolved emotional trauma, because stress isn't just what's going on in your life, although that can be stressful. It's often the things that you're repressing, the emotions that you're repressing, that are somehow they're kind of held in memory, in parts of your brain that are related to physiological balance, your autonomic nervous system. And so if you've got a lot of stress in your system, your physiological balance in your autonomic nervous system is going to be disrupted. It's not going to be working properly. And so you get all sorts of triggers, heat, light, loud noises. Certain foods can trigger migraine, but they are usually environmental triggers, and they will start the process, particularly if your stress response is already very, very high. And a lot of people have a very high stress response and don't even know because they've always had it. And that was certainly the case for me. Now, why does it tend to come on in women, at least? It tends to come on in puberty. In men, it tends to come on a bit later, usually related to stress in the life. But for women, because of the hormonal changes around puberty, that is a huge disruption in the body, which can cause underlying issues of inflammation to be exacerbated. And the hormones that are produced when you hit puberty are at very high levels because your organs are still young and they're producing a good quantity. And so we get this sort of cyclical effect of excess hormones. And if your liver is struggling, then you won't be able to detoxify the hormones out of your system, and they can accumulate. And so often for young women, that's the time when they're more likely to get a migraine, is around the time of menstruation, just before menstruation. So liver health is never talked about in these syndromes, and we're not taught to look at the underlying causes of diet, dysbiotic gut, stressful, toxic, emotional feelings that we've repressed from years and years ago, usually childhood. We're just told to take a pill and take away the symptom, which is very like, disabling your car's information panel and saying, well, that sorted the problem because I can't see it. It's not really solving the underlying issue. And so understanding that your liver may need support is a very, very key piece of the puzzle. And I would like more people to understand that there are things you can do to support your liver. So taking milk thistle, for instance, and these are drops that are oral, just the same as that weird drug. But instead of a wafer, it's drops in a pipette, and you just put it on the tongue. And that can be taken twice a day, although I tend to take it before bedtime because that's when your liver detoxification happens, usually between 2 and 5 a.m. I often used to wake with a migraine, and that's another common thing. I would wake, well, the I would wake with the like the whisper of a migraine. It would be like the precursor of a migraine, like this feeling of heaviness, which would develop over the day, particularly if I got dehydrated. But at no point did anyone tell me, this is related to liver health and your blood is getting stagnant. And when your blood gets stagnant, obviously you're going to have a more inflammatory response anywhere where your blood goes, but particularly in the head, because blood flow to the head is very tightly controlled. So, because actually your temperature regulation system is in the back of your brain. So it's just so key to support your liver with something like milk thistle, or you could do castor oil packing, which is something very, very simple, getting castor oil on a rag, usually a cotton rag, and then placing over your liver and lying down for 20 minutes. Nobody ever told me that. And that was a common technique before the advent of pharmaceutical medicine. But now it's one a pill for every ill, and we just think that by obliterating the symptom, we're dealing with the underlying thing, and we're not. And so I want to move away really from this idea that we can fix everything with a drug. We need to look at why we're toxic. We need to deal with that. We need some simple home remedies that will allow us to cleanse our liver. Doing a liver cleanse could be as simple as juicing once a day. There are specific liver cleanses that use olive oil. It might sound a bit horrible, but olive oil and lemon juice and garlic, and you basically drink it and it flushes out the liver and the gallbladder, actually, which is linked, and can help you to prevent things like gallstones. So it's a vital part of self-care. And if you think about how we look after our car, to go with the same analogy again, our cars go for regular servicing, hopefully twice, once or twice a year. But we don't do the same with our bodies, and we just expect it just to carry on and carry on, and we ignore the symptoms, which are the early warning signs that something is not going right. And so if you do suffer from chronic migraines, please, take care of your body. Look at what you might be able to do at home, and I'll put some links in the description. And if you're interested in sort of taking care more care of your body and understanding how it works, then please, subscribe, give me a like, give me a thumbs up, because I'm producing videos all the time on simple topics like this, because actually we are all able to do much, much more than we realize to help ourselves and to prevent these things in the first place from becoming a problem. Because if you suffer from migraines, you can be pretty sure that your blood isn't working. Your blood system is not detoxifying correctly. So folks, short and sweet one this week, because I'm actually officially on holiday. But I just wanted to keep up with a little nugget for you. I'll put the link to the new study that's sort of recommending this treatment, and perhaps you'll see, maybe in the light of what I've just said, the limitations of that. But it's no doubt it is an innovation for people who are really struggling with migraines. Take care of yourselves. If there's any topic you'd like me to cover, please put in the comments. I always read them. And take care of yourselves. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.